on the institutions of our democracy and government.
Finally, will these impeachment hearings be televised?
Yes, they absolutely will. They will be televised. The testimony will be public, and Republicans will get to ask questions. But I think here's what the Republicans
are
realizing.
We got to leave it there.
The attack on process isn't going to work. They have no defense for the conduct of the
president. Congressmember Rokana, thanks so much. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. They really had to scurry out of that show. It's a tight squeeze sometimes the way when you do news. We're in our subscription drive, our membership drive. Call us up if you'd like news and information from around the world and definitely locally. And that's what we're trying to offer to you. And we're now at the noontime hour, KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. Charlie Bermant comes in on Tuesdays and Thursdays to do our local news.
Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Bermant with news and commentary for Thursday, October 21st. Halloween is the happiest time of the year in Port Townsend, as 1,000 people or so, or more than 10% of the population, usually participate in the annual costume parade. This is the 25th annual parade, which means that some of the people who were kids for the first parade are bringing their own kids today. This year, there is an added bonus. The Port Townsend Main Street program is sponsoring the 14th community portrait and is inviting people to wear their costumes for the shot. This will differentiate the picture from past portraits, although people will be a little harder to identify. Participants are asked to gather at the corner of Water Street and Adams Street at 4 p.m. using the extended fire truck as a guideline. The picture to be taken at 4:15 sharp. Once the truck moves out of the way, the parade will commence, traveling on Water Street for 3 blocks, Adams Street to Polk Street. Everyone then turns around and heads back into town to trick or treat. Perhaps as a result of the parade, it's been years since some Port Townsend neighborhoods have drawn even a single trick-or-treater. Nevertheless, there is a cadre of local grouches who turn off all their lights on Halloween night. Washington residents will turn the clock back on Saturday night, perhaps for the last time. This year, the Washington State Legislature passed legislation to eliminate standard time and switch to permanent daylight savings time. The Washington action accompanies similar efforts in Oregon and California, with supporters of the idea hoping for a conversion of the entire West Coast. The change needs congressional approval, which stands a good chance of happening. The bipartisan sponsors of the relevant bill are Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio and our own Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray. President Donald Trump has also expressed support for the idea. The legislation could pass during the next congressional session, so next year we just let daylight savings time ride. The idea is met with some opposition from people who are used to getting an extra hour's sleep before the holiday season, but none of those people has a cat who wakes them up at the crack of dawn, no matter what the clock says. Gateway Park, meant to welcome visitors to Port Townsend, is now complete with a dedication planned for 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 2nd, at the corner of Jefferson Street and East Sims Way. The park gives the town a new entryway and is a relief from months of construction that rechanneled traffic and hurt local businesses. It features a sculpture by the late Port Townsend metalworker Russell Jaquah and is named in honor of his wife, Willeen. From various angles, it represents a spiral, a sun, or anything else that jogs your imagination. It is not the first public art Jaquah sculpture, as Leaf Wing is visible on the Larry Scott Trail a short distance from the boatyard. Following the dedication, the Northwind Art Center will host an exhibit of Jaquah's remaining metalwork, which opens at 5:30 p.m. at its downtown gallery. Additionally, a screening of a movie by local filmmaker Jane Champion about Jaquah will show at the Rose Theater at noon Sunday, followed by a panel discussion. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant reminding you to get your ballots in by Tuesday, and that there is a write-in campaign for the for the Position 5 Jefferson County Health Care Commission. So please don't leave that one blank.
This is the community calendar for Thursday, October 31st, 2019, on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. Studium Generale presents The Digital Age at Peninsula College's Little Theater, Port Angeles.